Hello, and welcome to the first actual Books in Motion recorded interview. We've decided recently to try something new in rounding up a few insights from narrators in regards to what makes them do what they do, what it means to them, their approach to transferring a story from the written word to voice, etc. Part of the inspiration for this is the fact that we are welcoming back to the fold one of our previously most prolific and beloved narrators. Stephanie Brush has provided the storytelling for many, many audiobooks recorded here at Books in Motion. She relocated overseas back in 2007, and at that time it wasn't particularly feasible for her to record and then get the files all the way back over to us across land and sea. But a lot has changed in the past 12 years, and she is ready to once again grace the ears of audiobook fans all over the world. She has just finished recording a murder mystery written by Larry Names titled A Two-Reel Murder, set in Hollywood just after the turn of the century. We thought that this would be a good opportunity to interview Stephanie and get everyone up to speed on what she's been up to during her hiatus. Okay, so, Stephanie, your last Books in Motion title was recorded back in 2007, and now you're back at the microphone some 12 years later. What caused you to step away from the studio, and where have you been during that time?
Wow, it really sounds like a long time when you put it that way. Like many of the characters in the books I read, I'm an adventurous person and I love to travel. And sometimes I'd be reading a book. I remember once there was a book about a female sea captain, and I thought, God, that would be wonderful to travel all over the world. So in 2007, I was traveling in Prague in the Czech Republic. And I thought it would be kind of fun to live here for a few years. And I don't know, maybe I could teach English. And now I've been here for about 12 years. I can speak Czech and I really love it here.
And did your experience as an audiobook narrator help you in any way once you embarked on your new career path as an English teacher?
It's really helped a lot. You'd be surprised, because when you're teaching a language, you're not just teaching them words and grammar, you're also teaching them sort of the music of the language and how different words have different meanings depending on how you say them. So for example, if somebody says to me, what's the difference between tired and exhausted? I would say, well, this is tired. This is exhausted. And suddenly the little light bulb goes on over their heads and they understand the difference. So I think when you're an actor and all you have to use is your voice to communicate something, you just learn every little nuance that the voice is capable of, and sometimes that can really come in handy.
What was your impetus for jumping back into the audiobook narration pool and picking up the mantle again, so to speak? Was it your artistic drive as a performer, or did circumstances come about that now made it more feasible?
To tell you the truth, I really, really missed recording books, and I was always looking for a way I could make it happen from across the ocean. And I was just waiting for the technology to catch up, because now things can be done, entire sound files can be sent with the push of a button, which wasn't really true 12 years ago. And so I contacted Books in Motion again recently and said, please, I'd like to come back, even if it's only my voice from a very, very great distance. And they said, yeah, that would be great. And the funny thing is, I knew I missed recording books, because sometimes when I would be reading a book just for pleasure, I would find that I'd start reading it out loud and doing all the voices, because that's how I enjoy a book. I feel like the characters come alive for me that way. And I thought, why am I not doing this anymore? So that's the reason I came back.
What is it about doing voice work, and specifically audiobook performance, that attracts you and keeps you coming back to this field? Is there a particular aspect that intrigues you?
It's a really, really special job if you love acting. I've always loved acting, ever since I was 8 years old. And most actors, 99.9% of the time, you get cast as a character. And the character is usually someone like you, about your age, typically your gender, although that's not always the case. And you become that person, and then you play that person, if it's on stage, for example, night after night after night, saying the same words again and again. And it's great. But this is the only job I know where I get to be multiple people and not get institutionalized. And I'm absolutely serious. When I'm recording a book and I a character is there on the page in front of me. That person is real. And I open my mouth and I don't try to be the person. I just am the person. And I can't explain how that works. But when I've finished recording the book and I listen to it, I think, well, that really does sound like two people talking. I think I should be institutionalized. But luckily, instead, so for some reason, it seems to be a job.
Do you have a favorite genre or class of book to work with? As a performer, do you find any particular subject matter or writing style more to your liking?
Most of the books I've done for Books in Motion have fallen into two categories. They're either Westerns or mysteries, murder mysteries. Personally, I don't read murder mysteries for pleasure, but it's really interesting and fun to read murder mysteries, to record them, because they're always very dramatic and there's always the scene at the end where you find out who the killer is, and the person often goes through a complete personality transformation when they admit that they're actually psychotic in every possible way, and that's kind of fun. And there's always a lot of interesting drama and tension in a murder mystery, which is really interesting when you're an actor. But I think I really like the Westerns because typically the Westerns with a female heroine, this woman is ahead of her time. She's usually doing things that women didn't do at that time in history. And of course, there's a love story, so I get to fall in love with myself, which is really strange, but really fun. And I've learned so much about American history recording Westerns, about just geography and what it was like setting up towns on the frontier. So those books have always meant a lot to me. And I can still remember some of the characters I've played 12 and 20 years later.
Okay, so what about feedback or responses to your work? Have you ever heard from anyone who had something specific to comment about regarding your work or characterizations?
What I really love is when somebody who knows me personally listens to a book I've recorded and says, I was really hearing the story and I was hearing the characters and I couldn't hear you at all. And someone said that to me a few years back and it meant a lot to me because that person was my mother. And for my own mother to say, when I listen to your books, I don't even know it's you talking, that is really, it's mind-boggling to me. That's the greatest compliment I've ever received.
All right, one last question then. Do you have any final thoughts for audiobook fans and your fans specifically regarding your connection to those who enjoy listening to you as a storyteller?
What I love about recording books is that this is one of the oldest traditions in human history. If you think about it, telling stories is how people learn, how people bond with each other, how people connect with from one generation to the next. And we still have this tradition through movies and TV and just sitting around talking. But what's wonderful about this job is I really do feel like I'm telling a story to an audience of people. And I can't see any of you, but in some ways, I feel you out there, if that makes any sense. So my message is, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, please know that I'm enjoying sharing it with you just as much as you're enjoying hearing it. And I also want to give a shout out to the wonderful people who put in the time to do these recordings, which you probably may not be aware of, but people like Miles Milliman at Books in Motion and Robert Stolba here in Prague. You put so many hours into making these recordings sound good, and I just want to say thanks to all of you.
Awesome. Okay, there it is. Thanks so much, Stephanie, for taking the time to share your insights. And we're all absolutely looking forward to hearing you again as you get back in the saddle and bring A Too Real Murder and many more stories to life off of the written page.